USA News. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden says the southern border hasn't been secure in 10 years. Biden making the claim Friday while meeting with a group of mayors at the White House, and he was asked about security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Biden says that the United States needs significant policy changes in order to control the border. This as National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd claims cartels, not America, control the border on Fox News.
Look at the amount of drugs that are on our streets today. That clearly shows that the border is not secure. And then look at how the cartels operate. They flood our resources, pull our agents out of the field, create gaps in our coverage, and that's when they cross their higher value products. That clearly shows that the border is not secure.
Alec Baldwin is facing new charges in the death of Helena Hutchinson on the set of Rust. Baldwin could face up to a year and a half in prison under New Mexico law after a grand jury indicted him on a fourth-degree felony charge. As far as what this latest indictment means to Baldwin, attorney Andrew Stoltman says it's not good news.
Alec Baldwin faces an uphill climb at trial. Historically cocky, arrogant, liberal New Yorkers don't do very well in New York, criminal trials in New Mexico. So I think he faces real legal peril. I think there's a significant chance that he loses and he spends some prison time, which will be very hard for someone like Alec Baldwin.
Both one seeds advanced in the NFL playoffs on Saturday. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Houston Texans 34-10 in Baltimore. They now host the AFC Championship game and play either the Kansas City Chiefs or Buffalo Bills. Meantime, in the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers are heading to their third straight NFC Championship game after coming from behind to beat the Green Bay Packers 24-21. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is under investigation. Now, she's the lead prosecutor in the case against former President Donald Trump in Georgia. New revelations link Willis and her special prosecutor Nathan Wade as lovers. The lawyer for Wade's estranged wife show credit card purchases for Wade and Willis. There are plane tickets to Miami for the two of them in October of 2022, flights to San Francisco in their name in April 2023. Elena Haba represents former President Trump. She says this is not good news for Willis.
The allegations are true. She's going to have her hands full with ethics issues and other things.
Millions of cicadas will be invading the United States this summer. USA's Corey Myers explains.
The cicadas are coming and two broods are ready to converge on the U.S. at the same time. This spring, the Midwest and Southeast will be taken over by cicadas in droves, not seen since 1803. The Great Southern Brood and the Northern Illinois Brood will be part of a dual emergence. The Illinois Brood is on a 17-year cycle and the Southern Brood on a 12-year cycle. The last time they lined up, Thomas Jefferson was president, and after this spring, it will be another 221 years before it happens again.
The House and Senate are back in session Monday ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.